Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 57 degrees, KSL's top story. It's hard to imagine the Sundance Film Festival anywhere but Park City, but as of today, it might move out of state. Details from KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
The Sundance Institute has announced that they have put out a request for proposal for cities interested in hosting. Their contract with Park City is up for renewal, and the festival is taking this opportunity to weigh their options. Park City will need to join the proposal process in order to keep the festival here in Utah.
Sundance will still be held in Park City for the next 2 years. If they move, it'll be in 2027. However, the director of the Utah Film Commission is optimistic the film festival will end up staying put. Louisiana rapper Youngboy has been arrested in Utah. It make no sense, make no sense, make no sense, That's Youngboy, a rapper with tens of millions of streams a month. He was arrested by the Cache County Sheriff's Office on 6 charges, including possession of a dangerous weapon and drugs. Police records show no bail was set. The rapper's move to Utah came as part of a courtroom deal for a 2021 federal gun charge. In an interview with Billboard last year, he said he planned to become a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and would stay out of trouble living in Utah. Only a fraction of Utah women who are sexually assaulted report it. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked advocates at the Capitol, what can be done about this?
The Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault awarded various groups from across the state for their efforts to help those victims. I gave Adam Goss with Friends Against Family Violence the stat, and he pointed out some changes in the way Utah tries sexual assault cases could help.
You know, changes that are being made, for example, not having to testify. You can just do a written victim statement and not having to do an entire, verbal testimony during the pretrial, doing it multiple times. So, you know, those little changes like that, we're taking that data, we're seeing people aren't reporting, and now let's do something about it.
Goss emphasized how Utah now has resources for victims across all regions you can turn to. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Senate has dismissed charges against the Homeland Security Secretary. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in a party line vote, senators dismissing both articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says by rushing through the votes, Democrats have set a precedent that allows impeachments to be ignored.
No evidence. No procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Republicans claim Mayorkas failed to secure the southern border, but Democrats call the impeachment a political stunt. House Speaker Mike Johnson is pushing ahead on separate foreign aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's despite pressure from far-right Republicans who threaten to have him removed as Speaker if he allows aid for Ukraine to pass.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
Johnson says he fully supports sending military aid to Ukraine. And Hawaii's Attorney General has released a detailed timeline of the deadly fire that raged through Lahaina. The 72-hour timeline shows how the voracious winds and response enabled the fire to rapidly intensify, resulting in the deadliest fire in the U.S. in more than 100 years. 101 people died. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Joseph Smith Papers Project just unveiled new documents that offer insights into his interactions with the law. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says it details Joseph Smith's role in some 200 cases, either as a party, a witness, or even a judge. The e-book, Legal Records Case Introductions, is available exclusively as an e-book from Deseret Book and Amazon. The Great Salt Lake is pulling a quick 180. It might reach healthy level when the spring runoff ends this year. Amazing. Less than 2 years after the lake bottomed out at an all-time record low. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with details.
This year could end up being the first time in more than a decade that the Great Salt Lake has even reached the lower end of its healthy range.
I'm really optimistic about the future. I'm really optimistic about where the lake is today.
Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Joel Ferry tells me, though, that doesn't mean we're necessarily in the clear. The lake drops usually a couple of feet every summer from evaporation, plus we ideally need more water to cover up more of the exposed lake bed.
Ferry is calling on Utahns to keep conserving water, saying, part of the reason why the lake is where it is today. The S line is expanding. The streetcar that connects Sugar House with the main tracks line is soon going to extend east to Highland Drive. Marcus Bennett, UTA project manager, says construction begins late this summer. It finishes in early 2026.
We're cognizant of the work going on in the area, and we will be working very closely with our contractor in Salt Lake City to limit any impacts.
The 900-foot extension will cost about $12 million. The money was allocated by the state in 2021. KSL News Time 605.